You ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It is, as the weirdos on the internet say, Wednesday. Hi, dudes. Welcome in. You Better You Bet is live on the BetMGM Network. How do you do, America? Great to be with you here on a Wednesday afternoon. I am Rob Brown. It is not Nick. It is not Femi. Nick will be with you here in just a little while, but you are stuck with me for the next 60 seconds of chaos and insanity. No, not 60 seconds, 60 minutes. We got way longer than you get the point. Listen, it's the middle of the day. The college football playoff rankings are out. I've been watching college basketball for hours and shall continue to watch college basketball for hours more into the night. Plus, we've got NFL. We've got games tomorrow. We've got Black Friday games. We've got NBA games. I know that you are all just absolutely fired up about the NBA Cup. Shut up. I like it. All right. Just let people like what they like. I like the NBA Cup. Is it dumb? Yes. Is it fun? Also, yes. Relax. Let people like what they like. All right. We have got so much we've got to get into here on the radio program. Glad to be along with you for the next 60 minutes before I hand it back over to the rightful ruler of these terrestrial airwaves, my guy, Nick Costos. But let's talk college football here for just a second, shall we? Our college football playoff rankings dropped yesterday evening. They are as follows. The Arizona Wildcats have made it into the spot where they get a little number next to their name. The Wildcats at number 25, a spot behind 24 Tulane, who stays in their spot. Georgia Tech, after a loss to Pitt, falls 7 spots down to number 23, one spot behind the team that beat them, the Pitt Panthers. Now, we're going to talk about Pitt in a minute because Pat Narduzzi has the boys ranked. I don't necessarily care what that does for Pitt. I care what it does for the Miami Hurricanes, ladies and gentlemen, because the Canes are now right there. They're right there in that spot. And I want to have a conversation about Miami and Notre Dame here in just a little while, because I think that's an important one to have when it comes to the conversation of subjective eye test versus empirical and objective on-field results. And we will get to that in just a moment. SMU at number 21, a spot behind 20 Arizona State. Tennessee moves up a spot to 19, one spot behind Virginia, who also moved up a spot. USC down to 17. Texas moves up 1 to 16. Michigan will move up 3 spots, now at number 15. Is that because Michigan deserves to be at number 15? Or is that to make it a little bit more sexy when they and the number one Buckeyes get together in rivalry weekend? And our next segment of the show, all about rivalry weekend, all about the schedule upcoming. What games matter? What games will have the biggest impact on the college football playoff rankings when they drop and we get to Selection Sunday in just a week and a half or so? Vandy is now at number 14. They hang on to their spot. Utah and Miami flip spots. It is now the Utes at 13, the Canes at 12, BYU, Alabama, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma hold their spots at 11, 10, 9, and 8. An interesting one as Oregon and Ole Miss switch spots. It is now the Rebels down a spot to number 7. It is now the Ducks up a spot at number 6. Your top 5 teams are Texas Tech, Georgia, Texas A&M, who are a cult, by the way, I stand on that. Number 2, Indiana, and number 1, Ohio State, after this past weekend, setting up the rivalry weekend. Now, there's a lot to talk about, but I wanted to get into this conversation for just a couple of minutes. I wanted to get into the conversation about eye test versus on-field metric. And I want to do that for two reasons. Number one, I don't think we're going to see too much movement inside the top 10 after the weekend. That's not to say none. Is it possible that Ohio State falls to Michigan? Sure. Sure. In a hypothetical world, just about anything is possible. Is it possible that Indiana falls to Purdue? No, but sure. In a hypothetical world, anything is possible. Texas A&M could possibly lose to Texas on the road. I'm not banking on it, but we've seen what the Longhorns have been able to do, pardon me, is they've kind of caught a vibe a little bit. Is it possible that Georgia loses to Georgia Tech? It absolutely is. Am I banking on it? Would I tell you to put some dollar bills, y'all, on it? No, absolutely not. I'm not quite there yet. I love Brent Key. I love the Yellow Jackets. I love Haynes King. I'm not there yet. Georgia should win that game comfortably. Texas Tech is an interesting one. They take on West Virginia. West Virginia is, and I've done the scientific research on this, real not good at football. So I don't think Texas Tech is going anywhere. Is Oregon going to go anywhere? And I do think we are now in another conversation that I'd like to get to here in just a little while as Oregon is on the road at Washington. And that is, what about the one-loss teams? What about Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon? What about Ole Miss? What about BYU? When you take into consideration the list of two-loss teams, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama, Miami, Utah, Vanderbilt, Michigan, Virginia, all two-loss teams. Hell, Georgia Tech. And that one's interesting because, hey, look, Georgia Tech's lost two games. The two games that Georgia Tech lost, we know they lost this past weekend to the aforementioned Pitt Panthers, who are now a ranked team. And we know they lost on the road at Dave Doran and the NC State Wolfpack a couple of weeks ago. Georgia Tech committed the cardinal sin of losing late in the season instead of getting them out of the way early. And I hate that. I do want to be very clear. I despise that if we really look at it objectively. It is probably just as important when you win, or I should say maybe when you lose on the calendar, as it is who you lose to. And that can be maddeningly frustrating. But it killed Georgia Tech and their chance to become an at-large team at 9-2. Part of the reason is because they lost to Pitt, who was right there in the mark. And even though Pitt has more losses, Pitt head-to-head beat Georgia Tech. So they get the nod. So here is my question. If the playoff ranking committee just said that we're going to take Pitt, who was unranked last week, and we are going to move them all the way up to 22. And we're going to move them up to 22 because that is about as far as we are comfortable dropping Georgia Tech at 9-2. And we're going to say, out of the exact same conference, that an 8-3 Pitt team can go ahead of Georgia Tech, who is 9-2 because they beat them head-to-head. I am going to need a situation to play out for my own love of chaos and shenanigans. I'm going to need a situation to play out. I'm going to need Miami to just absolutely walk the dog this weekend. I'm going to need Miami this weekend to put everything they got and a little more on the Pitt Panthers. We talked about them. I said, hang on to the fact that Pitt is ranked. It was going to come back and be important. Here's the spot. If Miami absolutely shellacks the Pitt Panthers this weekend, and let's say they and Notre Dame, who is on the road at Stanford, let's keep it a buck. Stanford is not exactly an impressive team. I've got hope. I've got optimism down the line for Andrew Luck. I don't know why in the world they decided Frank Reich was the right guy, but that's a different conversation. Yes, I do, because he was Andrew Luck's coach in Indianapolis. Whatever. I don't have a ton of love loss for a 4-7 Stanford Cardinal team. So, if Miami goes on the road and they dog walk Pitt, and to be honest, I think they will. Now, I said yesterday on this same show, I'll say today on this same show, I'm not a big Mario Cristobal believer. I'm not a Cristobal believer. Bang, it was right there the whole time. It was right there. I'm not a Cristobal believer. Put that on a t-shirt, print it. If you do that, I get 2% for coming up with it. That's all I ask for. Okay. there is a very good chance that Mario Cristobal and Carson Beck, as we know historically, Carson Beck has played his not best football in high-pressure games. And this is absolutely a high-pressure game for the Miami Hurricanes. If they walk the dog against the Pitt Panthers, and Notre Dame does anything but walk the dog, what are we going to do in that spot? Because I do have to ask the question. If I'm looking at, let's say, BYU, who is 10-1? BYU has UCF at home this weekend. They should win that game. I wonder if right now, and I think BYU is a good team, just so we're very clear. I think there's been a little BYU disrespect by a lot of you out there. But I do think they are a good football team. If I put BYU and Miami on the field together, who you got? Who you got? Because I got to tell you right now, I think I take Miami. I think BYU's been in some fights. I think the one really good team they played, Texas Tech, absolutely slapped them around. Outside of Texas Tech, BYU has one other ranked win, and that's Utah, back when Utah was ranked number 23 in the country. And they beat them by 3. And to be honest with you, I'm not a big believer in Utah either. So while I think BYU is a good team, I take Miami. Ladies and gentlemen, what we are doing right now is we are talking about the concept of the eye test. If A played B, I would take. I think A is a better team than B. I believe B is better than A because of X, Y, and Z. This is the eye test. And the eye test, I think, is the reason that 9-2 Miami is this far behind 9-2 Notre Dame. Because if we look at these two teams, it is absolutely clear and evident that Notre Dame is a better football team today. But then this brings me to a crux of the conversation that a lot of people have been having today. And I would like to throw my two cents in because, hey, they gave me a microphone. I don't know why, but they gave it to me. I'm going to use it. So let's use it. Notre Dame played Miami. It was all the way back in week one. Notre Dame played Miami. It was at Miami. It was all the way back in week one. Miami won the football game. So here is my question. If we have two, let's say at the end of this week, two 10-2 football teams, and they're right there in a group together, they're right there in a mix. Again, let's remember, we dropped Georgia Tech 7 spots, and we moved Pittsburgh from unranked all the way up to number 22, just so we could put Pitt ahead of Georgia Tech after Pitt beat Georgia Tech. So, if we have two teams, and they're in the same realm, they're in the same group with each other, and one of them beat the other one, what I am being told by this committee right now is the eye test matters more than results of head-to-head football games on the field. And Rob, it was week one. That was 17 years ago. It was week one. Cool. Rob, it was at Miami. It was a home game, and Miami just barely beat Notre Dame. Cool. But they did beat them, correct? Like, these two teams played a football game against each other, and one of them beat the other. And what I'm taking away from this is what the committee thought Notre Dame looks like in those other 8 or 9 games matters more than the results on the football field. Is that, does anybody have a separate take than that? And you can hit me at the Rob Brown Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, whatever you want to do. But what I'm taking away from these two teams having, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, relatively similar resumes and relatively similar results. Notre Dame's losses are better. But I would like to remind you, one of those losses is to the team that we are talking about as their direct competition, right? So, with those two losses being what they are, what this is telling me is that the committee looks at this and the committee says, we value the subjective eye test of what you have done recently more than we value what happened early in the season, and we value it more than if you two teams play. Now, it is one thing if one of these teams, if Miami had lost seven games, but they beat Notre Dame. All right, obviously, like you can't, like we just can't, right? Like this is one of those times, it's kind of like arguing with a kid sometimes when the kid says, but dad, why can't I? Because you can't. Stop asking me questions. I'm not going to put a seven-loss team ahead of a two-loss team because they beat them and they gave them one of the two losses. But these two teams aren't separated by seven losses. They're three spots away from each other. One beat the other. What are we doing here? I thought head-to-head mattered more than anything else. I'm Rob Brown. Back after this, You Better You Bet is live on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.